I'm Scott Pohl. WKAR's conversations with Lansing City Council candidates continue today with newcomer Christopher Jackson. He's running for an at-large seat. Jackson is a legal aid attorney with Elder Law of Michigan. I spoke with Chris Jackson about the race. The candidate says he doesn't have a preference regarding which at-large incumbent, Judy Brown Clark or Kathy Dunbar, he might replace.
We need to focus on our neighborhoods, and I think no matter who's on the council, who is mayor, I think that we can do that. There's been a lot of focus on redeveloping downtown, but in the neighborhoods, focus on the roads, you know, the infrastructure, you know, our community needs haven't been met, and that's why I'm running.
You bring up the neighborhoods. The seats in the 2nd and 4th wards are also up for election this year. Do you live in the 2nd or in the 4th?
I actually do live in the 4th.
Okay, so why not run at the ward level as opposed to running at large citywide?
I would say mainly because I want to serve the entire city. While if you're elected from a ward, you need to focus on the needs of that community. I think that we need to have strong individuals in a position to focus on the needs of the entire community because we need to make sure we're not just benefiting one area. And so being able to run at large allows me to focus on that.
The other at-large candidate that we know about at this point is Peter Spadafore, who's on the Lansing School Board. He was president of the board for 3 years. He's built up some name recognition as a result. How do you get your name out there in a race against better-known candidates?
We're going to be doing a lot of door knocking. I'm participating in a lot of community organizations, community functions, so I'm hoping to see a lot of people while I'm out doing those things and be able to talk to them about the vision for Lansing. Unlike the others, I'm not a politician. I haven't held elective office, so I think that brings a different perspective to it, a fresh set of eyes, a little bit younger, so I have a different perspective on things, which I think is important to encompass a wide range of viewpoints, and I think I can provide that.
You say a little bit younger. What is your age?
I'm actually 28.
Okay. Would you consider working in concert with other challengers in the wards or at large?
We haven't really talked about it. I'm still reaching out to the current candidates, the current officials that are elected to the seats, trying to have conversations with them about what we can do together. Because inevitably, if elected, I'm going to be working with, you know, some or all of them. And so having that talk to them now, I think, is important. As for working with them, I haven't had an opportunity to really discuss that. If there's issues that we coincide on, I think it's important to make sure that we're running a discussion and including that as part of our campaign, that we have a focused vision for certain issues. So I'm more than happy to talk to them about that.
One matter before the city council in recent weeks has been the notion of perhaps another pay raise for the council. Have you taken a position on that?
Yes, I have. So in 2015, the council received a 20% increase in pay, and now they're looking at getting at least another 2%. My stance is seniors on Social Security now. This year, their cost of living increase has only been 0.3%. So our Lansing City Council and mayor shouldn't be receiving a raise that's exponentially greater than that. So if elected, I've actually said that I would take that increase and any other increases that would occur during my term and actually donate to local nonprofits.
Tell me about your level of activity to this point, either in an official capacity on boards and so on, and maybe in an unofficial capacity, even if it's only attending council meetings, that sort of thing. What's your level of activity been?
So here on the local level, my activity hasn't been as much as it should be. So I've been getting a lot more involved. I am on some local boards. I'm on the board of EC3 here in Lansing. My son actually attends there.
What is that?
EC3 is Educational Child Care Center. So that's where my son goes to school. And then I'm involved with different other organizations, especially legal representation. I'm actually on the state representative assembly for the state bar, which is basically their legislative body. So we make recommendations to the Supreme Court on what the rules are for attorneys and interaction with the public and things like that.
Chris Jackson has launched an at-large bid for the city council in Lansing. Thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.